Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The early education program, Head Start, is one of the longest-running programs in the U.S., designed to address systemic poverty and provide quality early childhood education to kids from families with low incomes. As a result of the federal sequester budget cuts, 70,000 fewer kids across the country will be enrolled in Head Start programs next year. The number includes 1,600 preschool-age children here in Massachusetts. For the latest in our series, The State of the Sequester, this morning we go to Springfield, where the childhood poverty rate is the highest in the state. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman recently visited Springfield to learn how the cuts will affect the Head Start program there.
Springfield is home to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
This is NBA action.
In the main hallway are footprints of basketball greats, including a giant imprint belonging to Shaquille O'Neal, shoe size 22. O'Neal grew up in poverty, and his mother signed up for Head Start. Since 1965, some 30 million kids have gone through the program. To learn what it's like, you can walk a mile in Shaq's shoes, or more precisely, 1.1 mile. That's the distance from the Hall of Fame to Springfield Head Start. Gladys Rivera is a program director here.
So we are at the lower level of our main office, where we have the three classrooms, two infant and toddlers, and one preschool classroom, so a total of 33 children in all.
Springfield Head Start also serves families in Holyoke and Chicopee, a total of 1,200 kids ranging in age from 6 months to 5 years. Springfield is one of 29 Head Start programs in Massachusetts and the only one that has a program specifically for the children of migrant workers who come to the area in spring and stay through the summer to pick berries, tobacco, and asparagus, says Rivera.
And the children do arrive at 5:30 in the morning. Every single day, we provide transportation to each of the children. So our staff actually begin their day around 4:45, starting to pick up our children.
And how long will they go for?
They're usually here maybe close to 12 hours, so it is a very, very long day for them.
Half the day, the kids are taught in Spanish. Half the day, in English.
We offer a day where they can have a breakfast, where they can have a lunch, where they can have engagement with other children and develop their social-emotional skills, to develop their reading skills so they can be proficient. And we don't always look at it, okay, that we have them from, you know, till they're five. We look at it as we want them to succeed in life and look at the big picture.
Head Start teaches parents, too, with lessons in nutrition, health, and finance, and job hunting. Immigration status isn't taken into account, but in order to qualify, a family of four has to have a household income of less than $23,000. Juanita Gomez is the family service coordinator.
If they need mental health, medical insurance, food, if they need clothes, we are very involved in that with the family to provide those services.
Most kids in the Springfield Head Start program come from two-parent families. Lead teacher Paulette Garcia cares for the infants and toddlers.
Because I know these parents, they work long hours. So if they're not here, they might be at a babysitter's house. And we're not sure quite what they do with the babysitter, but I know the babysitter has a lot of children. Like one babysitter with probably 8-plus kids.
The ratio in the infant-toddler program is 2 kids, 1 teacher. In the pre-K classes, it's 3 or 4 kids to a teacher. The cost, about $7,200 a child per year.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Quality early childhood education quickly adds up. Last year, the overall budget here was about $10 million. The sequester cut that by 5.27%, more than $500,000.
Hi, Jaden
and Juan Atis.
Leslie.
And there's Ryan and Max, Daniel, Eileen, Andres, and Edwin. And don't forget Freddie. Next year, these kids get to stay in Head Start, but come next July, there'll be fewer spaces for new children in the migrant program, says Director Gladys Rivera.
Due to sequestration, we needed to cut around 31 children. So moving forward, we are only going to be able to service 100 children. So we are cutting 31, and of course, that's affecting staffing too. So we, you know, we're needing to eliminate staffing as well, which is unfortunate.
So people are going to say, look, these are migrants. They're not from here. They may not even be from the United States. Mm-hmm. Why should I use my tax money to pay for them?
Mm-hmm. You know, ultimately, you look at this migrant population and the meaning that they do for this country, I don't think people really see that as meaningful. You know, they put the food that we eat, and they are working in fields, and they're working with pesticides, and we take advantage of that.
When the full force of the federal sequestration hits, Springfield's Head Start will have to cut more than 200 kids from its programs. That's more than 15% of the children it now serves. And that is just the first year of the decade-long cuts.
When people ask me what I do, I say I fight for poor children every day.
Janice Santos is a legend in early child care education and a Head Start pioneer. She opened the Springfield program 40 years ago. It was the first in the state and one of the first in the nation. She's still the executive director in Springfield.
To get this cut to our program, you know, is very frustrating. And for the first time in my 40 years, I don't quite understand it. And it is so challenging. You know, how do you tell families that, I'm sorry, you know, we can't take your child this year? But we're fighters. And all of the Head Starts in America, that's what we do. We fight for poor children each day. You know, we want them to have a good education and a good quality of life.
It's estimated that for every dollar invested in Head Start, there are $7 in benefits later on. Better paying jobs for families and kids in the program. And savings by breaking the social costs in the cycle of poverty.
Now I know what ABC makes a difference to sing with me.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.